Brilliant music for organ and brass, La Spiritata, Canzona by Giovanni Gabrielli. E. Power Biggs in there with the Boston Brass Ensemble. Good morning, and thanks for last week. We had a successful spring membership drive. We raised about $310,000. Thank you so much for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. An organ concert coming up in early May, Sunday, May 7th. Well, it's a drop-in event, or you can go to the whole thing between 2 and 5 p.m. at Village Church in Kansas City. It's Bachathon 44. They invite you to engage with us as our chapter presents Bachathon 44. We will share some of the musical masteries of J.S. Bach for organ, choral ensemble, and more. And another event advertised at kcago.com, otherwise known as the Kansas City chapter of the American Guild of Organists. This sounds great, coming up in KCK in the old Strawberry Hill neighborhood. St. John, bowling and board installation, our punch bowl and meal starting at 6. And organ music. St. John is an old congregation in the Strawberry Hill area of KCK. And again, all this at kcago.com. A little bit of Nepo Baby going on this morning. We'll have music by Father Mozart and his more famous son, and J.S. Bach and his also famous son, the London Bach, Johann Christian Bach. Let's start out with Papa Mozart, his double horn concerto in E-flat with members of the Academy on KPR. Leopold Mozart's double horn concerto with Iona Brown directing the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown, so glad to be listening to music with you this morning. Next by Leopold Mozart's son Wolfgang, 6 variations on a French song here on KPR. Pinchas Zukerman, the string player with Mark Nykrug at the piano. 6 variations on a French song by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. Next, one of the Bach sons, the London Bach, Johann Christian Bach. We'll hear one of his symphonies. And in about 15 minutes, something that John Adams wrote from Naive and Sentimental Music, Part 3, Chained to the Rhythm. Keep it here on KPR. As we're celebrating 70 years on the air, thanks to your help, we're still live, we're still local, we're still Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan and kansaspublicradio.org. And after the noon news, a serene arrangement for strings by Lars Eric Larsen. And a bit later, one of the later symphonies of Mozart. Classical music continues with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 on KPR. And KPR would like to thank local businesses like Wheatfields and Yellow Sub, whose generous contributions and donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. And thank you so much for donating last week and supporting classical music on the radio at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's J.C. Bach, Symphony in E-flat now on KPR. A Symphony in E-flat, Opus 6 by the London Bach, Johann Christian Bach, who made most of his career in London. His symphony there played by the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin. Next on KPR, we'll go to music from the 1990s by John Adams, Chain to the Rhythm. Support for classical music this morning on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kring's Interiors in downtown Lawrence. Kring's, with design and installation experts ready to help customers find the right flooring for any project. More information is at kringsinteriors.com. This is part three from 1998 of Naive and Sentimental Music by John Adams, Chained to the Rhythm, played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From 1998, the music of John Adams, Chained to the Rhythm, the third part of Naive and Sentimental Music, played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, led by Eza-Pekka Salonen. Listen right after the news and just a few minutes for some TikTok music. Well, it's by Francois Couperin. It's called the TikTok Shock, or the Mallets. We'll hear Simone Dinnerstein play that for us. And also, we have Vivaldi, a bassoon concerto, and an 1889 English piano trio, Charles Villiers Stanford, all ahead in the next hour of classical music here on KPR.
Phone, keys, wallet, but are you forgetting something? Maybe add this to your morning reminder. Phone, keys, wallet, NPR News. Morning Edition is here for you every weekday to keep you up to date on the world around you. Don't forget Morning Edition. Start your weekdays with us.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition from NPR on KPR. Each weekday morning between 5 and 9 with your host Tom Parkinson. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo. Presenting Roar and Pour, the Roar and Pour Wine Fest. It's a fundraiser for conservation, and it's a wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music. It's this Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Topeka Zoo. More information and tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. It's 10:01. Good morning. This is KPR.
Live from NPR,
NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 3 points. The Nasdaq is down 65. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, working to solve social and environmental problems to improve lives today and benefit future generations. More information at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Played by Simone Andrea Dinnerstein, according to Wikipedia. That is the TikTok Shock, or the Mallets, one of those little pieces by Francois Couperin that have the odd little titles like The Mysterious Barricades. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, we have one of the Vivaldi bassoon concertos. Here's one in F major featuring Alberto Grazzi, playing the bassoon now on KPR. One of the Vivaldi bassoon concertos that was in F major featuring Alberto Grazzi, bassoonist with the English Concert. Next we'll hear an English piano trio that lay unpublished for over 100 years. The music of Charles Villiers Stanford, very Brahms-like. But after that, we'll hear the KU Wind Ensemble, directed by Paul Popiel. Thanks for listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio, and thank you so much for last week. We had a successful drive We raised $311,000. We met our goal. Thank you so much for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for classical music this morning on KPR also comes from Peasley Tech, a catalyst for economic growth in Douglas County by providing area businesses customized training programs for a well-prepared workforce. Information at peasleytech.org. From 1889 now, here's the Piano Trio No. 1 in E-flat by English composer Charles Villiers Stanford on KPR. If you guessed Brahms, very good. But it was actually by a friend of Brahms, and a lot of people have said that Charles Villiers Stanford's pieces sounded a lot like Brahms. I'm sure he was influenced by him. That was Charles Villiers Stanford's first piano trio, dating from 1889, played by the Gould Piano Trio. We'll have music from that era, in fact the same year, next hour, when we hear the Florida Suite by English composer Frederick Delius. He really loved Florida. He wrote this while he was in Leipzig, but he was a manager of an orange grove in Florida along the St. John River and really loved it and loved writing about it. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, celebrating 70 years on the air. We're KPR from KU, that's 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. We just finished our spring membership drive. What a week it was. It was our campaign for excellence. It wrapped up on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, and unparalleled fun and entertainment. Thank you, everybody who made a pledge during the drive. If you haven't gotten around to it yet, it's never too late. You can always make a contribution at kansaspublicradio.org. Let's listen next to music from 2018, featuring the KU Wind Ensemble, directed by Paul Popiel. Aaron Perrine calls this In the Open Air, in the Silent Lines. The University of Kansas Wind Ensemble, directed by Paul Popiel, for 2018 music by Aaron Perrine, called In the Open Air, in the Silent Lines. That's released on the internationally known label Naxos. We'll have a Scarlatti Sonata, music about Florida, written by an Englishman who loved it, and those beautiful dances, sacred and profane, for a harp ensemble. Music of Claude Debussy coming up in the next hour. You can always see what's playing or what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org.
Every week on Bullseye from Maximum Fun and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
We're live, we're local, we're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, serving Lawrence through 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Support for classical music today on KPR comes from you, thank you, and from the Raven Bookstore. The Raven is co-hosting a screening of the film Hello Bookstore for Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events. It's about 11:01, music for keyboard by Domenico Scarlatti in just 3 minutes after the news from NPR, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News,
Minneapolis suburb where Potter spent her 26-year career.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. This is KPR. Benjamin Frith, pianist, playing the sonata in A major by Domenico Scarlatti. Good morning. It's about 11:08. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Thanks again for last week for supporting Kansas Public Radio classical music through kansaspublicradio.org. And our number one piece was George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Number two was also American, Copland's Appalachian Spring. Thanks again. Well, before we hear music about Florida, let's check our own forecast. It should be appropriately spring-like this last week of April. There's a 20% chance of rain that's been moved to tonight. Tonight's low about 44, and today should stay a little cloudy and a high of about 65. And it looks like all week expect temperatures in the mid-60s during the day, and there are quite a few. It looks like each night and each day there's some chance of rain, but it's mostly 20 to 30% until it turns into a 50% chance, but that's not till Friday night. English composer Frederick Delius loved Florida in 1889 when he was in Leipzig, actually. He had fond memories of Florida. He had managed an orange grove along the St. John River. And he wrote this Florida suite. And the parts in it are very descriptive, very programmatic. There are four parts. It begins with daybreak, which leads into a dance. The second describes by the river. The third is sunset already, near the plantation. And the fourth is Florida at night. Here's the Welsh National Opera Orchestra describing Frederick Delius's Florida Suite for us now on KPR. Dreamy music about Florida, written by an Englishman who loved Florida. He managed an orange grove there for a while. That was the Florida Suite from the 1880s by Frederick Delius. Sir Charles McCarris and the Welsh National Opera Orchestra for music about Florida. Next we'll have music about, well, two harp dances for harp and orchestra. The first one sacred, the second one profane. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas. Transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Audio Reader, a radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Grateful for the generosity of sustaining members who help meet annual programming needs. Sustaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu. Sun's coming out. We no longer have that 20% chance of rain for today. It's been bumped up to tonight. Tonight's low 44, and today's high about 65 degrees. Looks like tomorrow it's a 30% chance of rain, mainly between about 11 and 3 in the afternoon. Should be cloudy and a little cooler tomorrow with the high of about 60. Here's harpist Yolanda Condonassis, now on KPR. Two Dances by Claude Debussy. Two Dances for Harp and Orchestra by Claude Debussy, the dance sacred and dance profane, with Yolanda Condonassis, harp soloist, on KPR.
Breakfast, they say, is the most important edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning with your host, Tom Parkinson, for the next morning edition right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're 70, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. And always on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Cordelia Brown. Jeff Watson has three more hours of classical music right after the news and after Stardate, right here on KPR. Today should be 65 degrees with more sunshine, and tonight it's a 20% chance for rain. Low of 44, tomorrow 30% chance of rain, mostly midday, high of 60 for tomorrow. And throughout each night and day this week, it seems there's some chance of rain, 20 or 30%. It doesn't go up until 50% until Friday night. It's 12:01. Good afternoon. This is KPR.
Hi from NPR News in Washington.